平安。
May peace be with every one of you.
请我们来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let's turn to Book of Thessalonians, First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章的第九节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Ten.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tellHow you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Ten, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the coming wrath.
我们活在这个世界上啊，一辈子有几十年的时间。
Since we live in this world, it's more than decades.
从世界上的观点，我们有很多很忙碌的事情要做。
From the view of this world, of course, we are busy in our life.
要读书。
We need to study.
要工作。
We need to carry our career.
要养家。
We need to raise our family.
我们天天为着很多的责任在奔跑。
We are running around to carry all the duty and responsibilities.
但是如果从属灵上来看，
But in the viewpoint of spiritual,
我们人活在地上。只有三件事情。
We living on the earth, there are only three things we need to work on.
第一个就是要归向神。
First of all, is turn to God.
第二个就是要服侍神。
Second, serve God.
第三个就是要等候神。
Third, wait for God.
那这个三个互相都有关联的。
And these three items are related to one another.
第十节说等候他的儿子从天降临。
And here on the 10th says, wait for the Son from the heaven.
他的儿子就是主耶稣。
His Son is Lord Jesus.
他在2000年前预备完成了救恩升到天上去。
He prepared salvation for us 2000 years ago and raised to the heaven.
他说他要再来。
He claimed he want to come again.
我们就是在等候主耶稣再来。
Now today we are all waiting for his second coming.
主耶稣再来，就是我们每一个人要进到神的国的时候。
For Jesus to come again is the time for us to return to heavenly kingdom.
那在主再来之前，
Before his coming,
有一个很重要的预备工作。
There is a preparation for every one of us.
就是要服侍又真又活的神。
Is to serve the true living God.
就是我们生活有一个目标，就是要服侍神。
In other words, our goal in our life is to serve God.
只有服侍神，当主耶稣再来的时候，我们才能够向他交账。
By serving God, the purpose is wait for His coming, then we can turn into our account.
我们每一个人都有从神得到不同的恩赐。
Everyone received different gifts from God.
有的人有赚钱的恩赐。
Someone received the gift of making money.
有的人有做事情的恩赐。
And someone received the gift to manage.
有的人有讲道的恩赐。
Someone received the gift of preaching.
每一个人神给他有不同的恩赐。
Everyone received different gifts from God.
那这个恩赐是一种恩典。
And this kind of gift is a grace.
也是一种责任。
It's a duty too.
所以神让我们活着，就是要把神给我们的恩赐把它发挥出来。
Therefore, for us to live, it is to magnify the gift we receive from God.
使教会能够成长。
The purpose to glorify and grow the church.
使神的名能够得到荣耀。
And we can uplift His name on earth.
这个就是我们每一天所要努力的。
And this is the target for us to work on every day.
那如果我们服侍神，主耶稣再来，我们就可以从他得到奖赏。
If we serve God, then when Jesus comes again, we are going to receive the blessing.
所以哥林多前书十五章他在讲主耶稣复活。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, talking about resurrection of Jesus.
他说如果主耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus did not resurrect,
我们今天信耶稣就白信了。
Then we are all working in vain.
因为如果主耶稣没有复活，我们将来也不会复活。
Because if Jesus did not resurrect, then in the future we will not resurrect.
那如果我们将来不会复活，
If in the future we cannot or we will not resurrect,
那我们就跟世界上人一样啊，吃喝享乐就好了，为什么要为着信仰在奋斗？
Then what's the point? We're working so hard in our faith, we can be just like anyone of them on earth.
主耶稣确实已经复活。
Yes, Jesus already resurrect.
这个就是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们将来要跟他一样复活。
And next day in the future, we are going to resurrect like him.
所以哥林多前书十五章最后的结论。
Therefore, the conclusion of 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们来看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
五十八节。
58.
所以我亲爱的弟兄，你们要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们在劳苦在主里面是不徒然的。
Verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所以不可动摇，要常常。
Therefore, here is tell us we have to stand firm and work hard for the Lord.
要尽量的去做。
We have to strive for it.
因为我们的劳苦在主里面是不徒然的。
The purpose, the reason is our labor in the Lord is not in vain.
所有世界上的劳苦断气那一天，所有的结果都归空。
All the labor we lay in this world, up to the last breath of everyone, is going to be in vain.
只有我们在主里面为主的劳苦不徒然。
The only thing won't be in vain is our labor in the Lord.
所以等候主再来，最好的方法就是天天来服侍我们的神。
Therefore, the best way to wait for the Lord's second coming is to serve Him every day.
上个礼拜在马来西亚开世界代表大会。
And last week I was in Kuala Lumpur to attend this World Delegate Conference.
也开联总的真理研究会。
And also the Truth Searching Committee.
True Research.
A True Research Committee.
也开圣公研讨会 Symposium.
And also the symposium of our church.
从世界各地参加的大概有一百个。
And there are about 100 more members attend this event.
但是让我们非常感动的就是，马来西亚动用了200个信徒来预备这一次的工作。
And the most in touch in my heart is Malaysia Church activate 200 members in order to receive such a big event.
而且大家都做得很喜乐。
And everyone, we can see everyone working so happily.
晚上温暖起来，还有人在扫地。
Because when you wake up in the middle of night, somebody cleaned the church.
真的，我们可以看到马来西亚的教会充满着活力。
And we can see that power and active in Malaysia church.
因为你可以看到信徒里面真的很多人很自动的很想要去为神做一点事情。
And we see everyone is very proactive to work for the Lord.
那这个是我们今天在西方社会物质生活很丰富的地方所缺乏的。
And this is the lacking of the essence in today's Western country.
我们常常觉得我能够来安息日做礼拜已经不错了。
Sometimes we feel if I can come to the Sabbath day once every week is enough.
那我再加上我奉献。
Plus, I do offering.
这个我做基督徒的责任大概就差不多了。
And I think I already fulfill my duty as a Christian.
然后事实上，我们神给我们每一个人有责任，好像身体的每一部分都有功用。
In fact, everyone received a gift from God, just like each part of our body carry his own function.
今天我们教会很难兴盛，就是我们每一个信徒没有把他的功用发挥出来。
Sometimes we see the church in the weakness because not everyone perform well in his own function.
如果每一个人能够服侍神，把他的功用发挥出来，教会会非常兴盛。
If everyone perform his own function in terms of serving God, then we will see the church prosper.
那有时候我们常常发现如果我们跟很多的信徒谈了，大家都很有心。
Sometimes we see or we talk to the members, everyone carry a zealous heart.
因为大家都从神得到很大的恩典。
Because every one of us receive a great blessing from God.
但是实际上在服侍神又发现时间很少，精力很少。
But in fact, when we try or when we want to serve God, but we cannot find the time or find the energy.
我们常常看到这个青年很热心。
We always see the youth are very zealous.
但是一结婚。
But once he or she get married,
或特别是开始有小孩子，
especially when they have child,
就从服事的行列退下来。
Then we can see this youth start to back out from the serving God.
那这个到底是怎么一回事？
What caused that reason?
所以在第九节的 这里就提到说要离开偶像归向神。
Here on verse 9 tell us we have to leave the idols to serve the living God.
如果这个偶像是指着有形的，
If this idol is something we can see,
我想我们信徒这么久没有人在拜偶像。
Materialized idol, of course, we won't do it. We won't worship.
所有的罪里面啊，拜偶像最大。
Because worship idol is the worst sin against God.
这个是直接对神的存在、神的主权、神的荣耀的一个否定。
Because this is the deny and challenge of the authority of God and His appearance.
所以我们没有在拜偶像。
Therefore, of course, we won't go and worship God.
但事实上，在我们的生活当中，埋在我们心里面的最深处，有很多的事情已经超过了神。
Besides this material idol, but in the deep of our heart, we always have something surpass God's position.
这个就是今天我们服侍神缺乏力量的原因。
And these things always surpass that the power we serve God.
因为有的人把成功当作他人生的目标。
Because some people use his personal success as the goal of his life.
只有有成功，我做人才有价值。
As long as I get succeed in my life, then I have the value of my life.
所以为着成功，他可以投出时间、精力，甚至牺牲家庭。
In order to get this point, he need to or he want to sacrifice his time, his life, family.
成功已经超越了神的重要性。
Personal success become more important than God.
因为他采取世界的价值观来定位他人生的方向。
Because this person take the worldly value as a target for his personal life.
因为成功就让人觉得你是有价值的。
Because if I succeed, then I have value.
成功会让人来羡慕你。
If I succeed, then I have someone to envy me.
有一种成就感在里面。
Because I have the feeling of sense of achievement.
所以为了追求世界上的成功，
in order to pursue that achievement,
人就常常很难服侍神。
Therefore,Men will be lacking to serve God.
那有的家庭里面啊，家庭生活太重要。
Somebody emphasized on family life.
我最近听一个教会负责人在提到。
I heard one of the church board members talking about this.
他的孩子现在都已经读大学了。
And his child already into university grade.
他在看到现在的年轻人啊，这个小孩子两三岁都没有办法做圣工。
两三岁。He saw some of the kids cannot work in the church, cannot do the holy work.
他说以前我当教务的时候，我有两个孩子，我是带着孩子去访问。
Because when I was a religious figure in the past, I bring my two kids with me to do the visiting.
那以后大家看到，他来访问都带着孩子，大家也很感动。
Then when members see this church board member come in with his kids to do the visitation, and everybody in touch.
所以如果我们把神的重要性提高，
Therefore, if we raise up the value of God,
那虽然我们生活有很多的责任，这并不等于我们不能服侍神。
Of course, in our life, we need to carry duty and responsibility, but that's not replace the value of God.
但是如果我们把家庭的重要性提高超过神，
However, if we do it vice versa, we value our family life more important than God.
那我们就可以找到很多很正当的理由，我没有办法服侍神。
Then of course we can certainly find a lot of excuses and reason not able to serve in God.
所以为什么说我们看教会里面人才很多？
Therefore, when we open our eyes, look at the church, there are so many good member and talented member in our church.
特别在北美，人才很多。
Especially in North America, in certain church, there are so many talented people.
以前有一个慕道者说，你们教会有律师跟医生吗？
And one of the truth seekers asked our church member, in your church, I cannot see a lawyer and doctors.
那是80年代。
And that's in the 80s.
现在我们教会里面律师很多，医生很多，会计师很多，什么都很多。
But today we see a lot of talented people. We see a lot of accountants, lawyers, even doctors.
所以我们教会确实有很多的人才。
Therefore, in our church, when we open our eyes, we see a lot of talented people.
但是一提到要做圣工，常常找不到人。
But once they come to the point of serving God, we find nobody.
这个就是我们需要一种内心，一种很重要的一种调整。
Therefore, in our heart, we have to do the adjustment.
有一个弟兄啊，他到摩门城那个盐湖城去参观那个摩门教的总部。
And one of our brother to visit the Salt Lake City to visit the headquarters of Mormon.
结果就有一个 这个摩门教徒来做他的导游。
And one of the member from them to as a as a leader guy to guide our brother.
那个摩门教的信徒跟他讲说，我是一个律师。
The Mormon's member saying claim he is a lawyer.
但是我每一个礼拜我要拨两天做义工。
But every day I'm going to separate 2 days to do the volunteer work.
所以有来参加这个参观摩门教总部的他当义工没有钱的。替他们介绍摩门教。
That's why he is here today with the brother as a guiding person to do the volunteer work in his church.
我们知道这个律师，他有他的家庭，他有他的职业。
We all know as a lawyer, he has his own family, his career.
而且当律师，他的职业是用分钟在算钱的。
As a lawyer, we all know they count by numbers, count by hours.
他为着他的信仰，他能够把他的收入减低。
But for the sake of his faith, he is willing to reduce his income.
所以在教会里面看到很多摩门教很多的义工。
Therefore, in Mormon Church, we see a lot of volunteers.
那今天我们所需要的就是这种精神。
And today, we need to find that spirit back.
就是把神的地位往上提。
We have to lift up the value of God.
其实我们所有的一切都是神给我们。
We understand all what we have is from God.
如果我们到第三世界走一趟，
if we to go to the third country,
我们已经从神得到很多很多。
And when we see those people in the living standard, we understand we receive a lot from God.
在物质上、享受上已经是很多了。
In our daily life, in our material life.
所以为着让我们过一个有意义的生活，
therefore to have a meaningful life,
我们应该要把神往上提升。
We have to uplift the value of God in our life.
这样叫做离开偶像，归向神。
Then we can be applied the life of depart from idol and serve God.
那教会里面就有很多的人力能够为着神的工作来努力。
Then we will see a lot of manpower in church to serve God.
所以从信仰上来讲，我们人生有三件事情。
In the point of faith, in our life we have three targets.
第一个要归向神。
First of all, have to return to God.
第二个要服侍神。
Second, have to serve God.
第三个要等候神。
Third, to wait for God.
那当我们要服侍神，
when we're talking about serving God,
我们要常常发现到底要怎么来做。
Then sometimes we question ourselves how to do it then.
所以在哥林多前书里面呢，对服侍有几个很重要的比喻。
Therefore, in the First Corinthians, there is some parables analyze about serving God.
就是用很实际的生活的例子来让我们想说服侍神到底是怎么一回事。
By using some practical practice in our daily life to let us understand how to serve God in our daily life.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
So then, men ought to regard us as the servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God.
好，这个地方说，我们服侍神就是做基督的仆人，看英文就是仆人。
Here tells us, we have to be the servant.Of God.
所以我们在教会服侍神，不是在做主人，主人是主耶稣。
Therefore, to serve in our church is the servant of the church. It's not because the master of the church is God.
那下面说是神奥秘事的管家。
Then follow up, we see we entrust with the secret things of God.
管家。
And with a steward.
这个管家就是表示有一个家庭有一个主人，我们只是一个管家。
Since we are steward.That means we serve for the master of the house.
神，所以教会是一个家庭。
Therefore, church considered as a family.
那个家长就是神。
And the house head is God.
那我们在服侍神就是在做管家。
Therefore, to serve God means we are steward of the family.
好像一个很有钱的人家，他可以用钱去请来一些管家来帮忙做事情。
And just like a rich owner can hire a lot of stewards to serve in the house.
今天我们被主的爱感动，我们都很自愿在教会里面来服侍神。
Today we are compelled by the love of God, therefore we are willing to do the work for Lord in the church.
但是神的事情是奥秘的事情。
However, God's thing is a secret thing.
因为神是奥秘的。
Because God is mystery.
所以神的事情是奥秘的。
Therefore, the thing of God is mystery.
那我们做一个管家，最重要就是对神有认识。
To be the servant of God, we have to understand God, know God.
这样，我们对神的服事才能够得到神的喜悦。
Then our service could be pleased by God.
我们知道保罗信耶稣以前。
Before Paul believed in Christ,
他也相信独一真神。
Of course, he believed in one true God.
因为他相信旧约。
He believed the Old Testament.
旧约的神就是独一的神。
The God in the Old Testament is the only true God.
他也很热心。
And he also zealous in the work.
所以在腓立比书里面说，就热心来说，我是逼迫耶稣的。
Therefore, in the book of Philippians, he claimed himself he is zealous to persecute Jesus.
所以保罗逼迫耶稣不是嫉妒。
Therefore, for Paul, persecute Jesus not come from the jealousy.
是因为他对犹太教的热心。
Because his zeal of Judaism.
所以他可以从耶路撒冷一直跑到大马士革去抓基督徒。
Therefore, he can come all the way from Jerusalem to Damascus to catch or to grab the Christian.
那个路途是很远的。
And the way is very long at that time.
他为什么可以去？
What's the power to make him make such a journey? Because he has such a zealous heart.
但是保罗对神的事情有没有认识？
However, we turn around and see whether Paul has a good view of God.
没有。
Of course not.
神的奥秘就是耶稣。
Because God's mystery is Jesus.
所以他不认识耶稣。
Therefore, he did not know Jesus.
但是他很热心。
However, he has a zealous heart.
所以在往大马士革的路途中啊，光照他。
Therefore, on the way of Damascus, he has the light shone on him.
主啊，你是谁？
And he even asked, "Who you are, the Lord?"
声音说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The voice come to him is, "I am the Lord Jesus that you who you persecuted."
所以提摩太前书他说，我是罪人，而且我是罪人的头。
Therefore, in the First Timothy, he claimed himself, he is the sinner of the sinner, he's chief sinner.
因为他是带头逼迫耶稣。
Because he's the chief leading the crowd to persecute Jesus.
所以从这里我们就知道，要在神的家里面来服侍神，对神的认识是很重要的。
Therefore, in order for us to serve in the house of God, we have to know God first.
所以我们的服侍才能够合神的心意，蒙神喜悦。
Then our service will be pleased by God according to His will.
第二节
，verse 2，
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
这个圣经里面讲，管家的最重要条件就是忠心。
Here it says, as a steward, the most important thing for a steward is to be faithful.
那我们就想，到底我有没有忠心？
Then we think ourselves, am I faithful?
教会托付我的事情，我有没有忠心？
When church entrusts something on my shoulder, am I faithful to the thing?
那我们常常就发现了，要有没有忠心，要怎么去了解呢？
Now we wonder around how to measure the faithfulness.
我们从圣经来了解几点。
Let's learn it from the Bible. How to measure it?
马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
25章。
Matthew 25.
马太福音25章。
Matthew 25.
19节。
Matthew 25 verse 19.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，跟他们算账。这里说有三个仆人。
Here talking about three servants.
一个主人给他五千。
And one being given by the master 5,000.
一个给他两千。
And then 2,000.
一个给他一千。
And then 1,000.
过了一段时间，主人回来算账。
And after a while, when the master come back asking for the account.
二十节说，连五千的赚五千。
And verse 20 saying the people who received the 5 talents brought the 5 talents.
那主人怎么说？
Master say,
你又良善又忠心的仆人。
And you are a good and faithful person.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
And you can come in to enjoy the joy of the master.
那二十二节说，连两千的交两千。
Verse 22, the man with the 2 talents also claimed, come back with another 2.
那我们仔细看呢，这个主人对连两千赚两千的人的赞美是一样的，又良善又忠心的仆人。
If we look closely, the compliment from the master for these 2 servants are the same. You are good and faithful servant.
你可以享受你主人的快乐。
Then you can enjoy my things.
其实五千比两千多三千。
Of course, five talents is 3 more than the 2 talents.
以人的观点，这个五千最忠心，两千的不太忠心。
In the view of people, you may see five talents is more faithful than the two talents person.
但是对主人来讲，这个赞美是一样的。
But to a master, you can see the compliment are the same.
为什么？
What's the reason?
因为那个赚五千的神，这主人给他五千。
Because the people who have five talents bring another five, because he received five talents from the master.
赚两千的，因为主人给他两千。
And another, the two talents, because he received the two talents from the master.
所以你看啊，有的人很有个人布道恩赐。
Therefore, when we see some people with the talent of preaching gospel,
真的是好像赚五千。
And just like the person received five talents.
所以他也找可以找到很多慕道者。
Therefore, he can go out to find a lot of true seeker come to the church.
有时候在地方教会里面啊，常常看到固定的信徒哦，带好多的慕道者。
Because in some local church, we see that particular member has that talent to bring a lot of true seeker come to the church.
他真的是赚连五千的。
And he's the person received five talents from God.
哦，赚五千。
Therefore, he earn make another five.
当然，他可以从神得到赞赏。
Of course, he will receive the good compliment from God.
但是有时候我们也看到信徒啊，他也很努力在带。
Sometimes we see another members, he working hard to bring true seeker.
但是就是带一两个而已。
But he may be able to bring one or two.
但他已经尽力了。
However, he done his best.
就是因为他领两千。
Because he only received two talents.
所以他只能够带一两个。
Therefore, he can only turn in another two.
那在神看起来，他也很忠心。
In the view of God,He is also a faithful person.
所以忠心不是工作成果的大小。
Therefore, to be faithful does not measure by the amount of the work.
忠心是我们有没有用神给我们的去尽我们本分去做。
To be faithful is measured by how much you've been received from God. Do we carry out with our best?
我们仔细看那个，圣经里面在讲财主跟拉撒路。
And when we look at the Bible, when Bible talk about the rich man and the Lazarus,
拉撒路有献十一捐吗？
And the Lazarus offered tithes.
他连收入都没有。
And Lazarus doesn't even have an income.
所以他怎么能够奉献呢？
And how can offer the tithes?
神没有给他，所以他是财主桌上掉下来的。
Because God did not give him the income, therefore he only can claim whatever left over from the table of the rich man.
但是我们看一个寡妇。
But when we look at the widow,
他只有两个小钱。
He had two little coins.
然后他奉献两个小钱。
And she offered all two little coins.
他尽他所有的献上去。
She did her best to offer to God.
他得到这赞赏。
Then she received a compliment from God.
所以我们今天最重要就是神给我们多少，要尽量去做。
So the most important is whatever received from God, we have to do our best.
那领一千的。
But we look at the person who received one talent,
他就被赶到外面去。
Then he been cast out to the outside.
二十六节。
26.
说你又恶又懒的仆人。
In 26, he your wicked and lazy servant.
不是因为他领一千。
Not because he only received one talent.
是因为他连一千也没有去赚钱。
Because his one talent did not make another one.
所以这样看起来，将来神要让我们算账。
Therefore, when we turn our account to God in the future,
就是照着神给我们的恩赐，看我们为神做多少工作。
It's going to be measured by how much we receive from God and how much we carry out by this talent from God.
这个叫做忠心。
And this is called faithfulness.
好，我们来看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
Book of Acts chapter 20.
二十二节。
22.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，身心迫切，不知道在哪里要遇见什么事。二十三节。
23.
但圣灵在各城向我指证，有捆锁患难等待我。二十四节。
24.
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只望行完我的路程，成就从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。这是保罗最后一段他的工作的旅程，他所说的话。
And this is the last word from last trip for Paul's journey in his gospel work.
虽然有人被感动说你前面要走的路啊，有患难跟捆锁在等待。
And although he been moved by the Holy Spirit saying there is a problem and hardship waiting for you.
就是他服侍人前面这一条路要很辛苦。
In other words, he's facing a very hardship way in front of him.
我们在世界上啊，如果辛苦的工作，一定第一个配要加高，人才会愿意做。
And for us working in the world, when we enter some hardship, of course we have to get higher pay for us to work on.
我曾经在奈及利亚遇到一个韩国弟兄。
I enter a Korean brother in Nigeria.
哦，他说他每一年啊，只能够回到韩国看他的家庭两个礼拜。
Because he claimed he can only return to Korea visit his family 2 weeks every year.
那我问他说，那你为什么要来？
And I asked him, what's the point you come to Nigeria then?
他说来这里虽然辛苦，但是他的薪水是三倍。
Although I'm working so hard and so difficult in Nigeria, but my pay is 3 times higher than I was in country.
所以他打算做几年了，在家里盖个楼房啊，他就回到韩国去了。
Therefore, his plan is working so hard for the next few years and then bring the money back home.
所以世界上啊，很辛苦的一条路，常常报偿要加倍。
Therefore, a hardship in this world, of course, the price has to be high.
但是二十四节保罗说。
But 24, what Paul says.
我不以性命为念。
I consider my life worth nothing to me.
也不看为宝贵。
And it's compared nothing to me.
所以对保罗来讲。
To Paul.
只要我能够走完神要我走的道路。
As long as I can walk through and complete the journey that God gave to me.
只要我能够完成神对我所托付的职事。
As long as I can complete and finish the thing that God trusts on me.
生命不是最重要。
Then I consider my life worth nothing.
也就是说死也没有关系了。
In other words, death means nothing to me.
这个就是忠心。
And this is called faithfulness.
为着完成神的工作。
In order to accomplish God's work.
毫无保留。
And Paul has nothing left.
就好像主耶稣在世界上。
Just like when Jesus was on the world.
为着完成神托付他的使命。
In order to finish and complete the mission that God entrusted him.
毫无保留。
And he has nothing left for himself.
滴下最后一滴血。
And he dropped his last blood.
我们常常发现。
We always find ourselves.
我们在世界上工作。
When we work on this world.
现在经济不景气。
Of course we have this economy crisis.
很多的公司啊，裁的员就不再雇新的人。
And some of the big companies just freeze for recruitment.
那为着保有工作，好多人非常的投入。
Some of the workers, in order to keep his last job, he working hard.
因为你如果没有投入，你的工作保不住。
Because if you don't strive for your work, you will not keep your position for long.
但是我们常常在服侍神的当中有保留。
But today, when we serve God, we always have some reserve.
这个又不是我的啊，别人也可以做啊。
When we look at God's things, this is not my stuff. Somebody can do it too.
没有办法像在公司里面全部的投进去。
And sometimes when we serve church, we don't have that kind of heart when we do the work for the company.
所以我们在教会里面服侍神的忠心就是一种投入。
Therefore, to show faithfulness to God in the church, therefore we have to complete emerge to the God's word.
我在马来西亚看到这个教会里面的长老、执事、传道，真的非常感动。
In Church of Malaysia, I see a lot of brothers, minister, elder, deacons. Their work is really in touch on my heart.
真的是非常的投入。
And they work so hard for the Lord.
这是一种忠心。
And this is the faithfulness.
所以这个教会可以看到一种朝气。
Therefore, we can see the church has a brighter side.
可以看到一种希望。
We can see the church carry a hope.
因为里面好多忠心的人像牛一样在服侍神。
Because this church has a lot of hardworking people carry the load for the church.
那第三个非常重要的。
And the third important point.
仆人对主人忠心。
As a servant need to be faithful to the master.
到底这什么意思？
What does that mean of this sentence?
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
15节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有一个人能够看透他。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment. 16.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但是我们是有基督的心。
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
所以到底谁是属灵的人呢？
Therefore, who can consider us a spiritual man?
属灵的标准是什么呢？
And what's the measurement and the standard of to be spiritual man?
我圣经多读几遍，我就比较属灵吗？
Am I going to be a spiritual man if I read Bible several times?
我聚会多参加几次，我就比别人属灵吗？
Am I going to be a spiritual man if I join the service many times?
但是看这段圣经的教导不是这样。
But from these two verses, the standard is not like this.
所谓属灵不属灵是关乎人内心的最深处。
And whether to be a spiritual or not spiritual man is really to relate to the bottom of the everyone's heart.
所以保罗说，我们是有基督的心。
Therefore, Paul claimed we should have the mind of Christ.
这个就叫属灵。
And this is called spiritual.
每一个人都有他自己的想法。
Everyone has his own mind.
所以每一个人都做自己的老板。
Therefore, everyone claims I am the boss of myself.
所以现在在这个北美长大的小孩子，小小啊，他就说 I don't feel like it， 就是他就是他的主人了。
Therefore, when we see the kids growing in the Western society, the kids will claim I like it or I don't like it, I feel that way, I don't feel that way.
他用他自己的感觉在引导他。
Because he used his own senses to.
这个是整个社会的一个趋向。
And this is the trend of this world.
注重个人的价值。
Because emphasize individualism work.
但是当我们回到要服侍神。
But when we come back to serving God.
一个最重要也是很难的一点。
The most important and is the most difficult point.
是我们有基督的心。
And we have to have the mind of Christ.
所以十六节，谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？
Therefore, 16 says, For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him?
所以神的心啊，天天在里面教导我们明白神的事情。
Therefore, God's mind always in our heart to instruct us to understand him.
这个叫做忠心。
And this is called faithfulness.
所以我们在做圣工。
Therefore, when we do the holy work.
但是我们的心是神在里面教导我们。
But our heart, our mind is instructed by God.
那如果我们每一个人对神忠心，
Therefore, if we are all showing our faithfulness to God,
我们就可以得到神的喜悦。
Then we will be pleased by God.
这个叫做所出于管家的要有忠心。
Therefore, that's what we call as a servant has to be faithful.
但是一个人服侍神要做得久要经历两个考验。
However, for a personwho serve God for a long time, he or she need to experience two points.
这次世界代表大会啊，有两位长老退休。
And there are two elders retired in this World Delegate Conference.
从联总副人退下去啊。
And they've been retired from the co-member.
我们大家都很熟悉啊，一个是陈长老。
And one of them we are all familiar with is Elder Chen.
他服侍神大概已经五六十年，五十几年。
He served God 50, 60 years.
还有一个就是侯长老。
Another one we're also familiar with is Elder Ho.
是四五十年。
And he also served God 40, 50 years.
一个人啊，能够从献身开始服侍到教会说你要结束了，这个是不简单。
For a person who offers himself to God until the time church call him to retire, that's not easy.
真的是不简单。
It is not easy task.
比如说你那个神学院的毕业书毕业那个相片拿来看。
When we open the graduate book of the theological college,
一般如果十个人。
If in that particular class there were 10 members, 10 classmates.
真的服侍到最后没有几个。
Whoever can serve until the end, we cannot even find a handful.
那我们在教会里面也是一样。
Same thing happened in the church.
你看那个年轻的时候很热心服侍神的。
And for those youth who serve very zealously to God,
一直服侍到年纪大还是很热心服侍神，不多。
And continue to serve until he is old in age, we cannot even find a handful of people.
所以这个服侍神有考验的。
Therefore, serve God, you have to through the trial.
不是说我做管家，我做仆人就不会有困难，反正我压得低低的。
And that does not mean if we are a servant, then we just lower our position in the church.
那第一个困难。
The first difficulty that we encounter.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。第四章，哥林多前书四章。
Chapter 4, verse 3. Here it says, I carry very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself.
为什么人没有办法服侍久？
Why a man cannot serve God for a long time?
第一个就是人的论断。
And first of all, it's the judgment from other people.
这个就很难了。
And this is a difficulty.
所以我们在服侍神，有时候不要太在意别人怎么论断我们。
Therefore, sometimes when we serve God, we should not take a huge consideration of people's judgment.
为什么？
Why?
因为主耶稣在世界上传福音。
Because when Jesus was on the earth, spread the gospel.
他曾经说。
And he says.
在马太福音十一章。
In Matthew 11.
十八节。
18.
约翰来不吃也不喝。
And here says John came without fruit, without any food.
人说他是被鬼附着的。
And people claim he was possessed by demon.
人子来又吃又喝。
And when Son of Man came, he has a lot of food.
人说他是贪食好酒，是税吏跟罪人的朋友。
And man criticized him. He is the friend of the tax collector, and he also indulged himself.
如果我们在当时的世代
，Today, if we bring us back to Jesus' time,
你要效法约翰，还是你要效法耶稣
？Are you going to be take John as a sample or Jesus as a sample?
因为这个两个论断都不好啊。
Because these two type of judgment are not right.
一个说被鬼附着，这个当然是不好啊。
And one being claimed as a demon possessed, of course that's not right.
一个说贪吃好酒，这也不好啊。
And another one is being criticized as indulgent for himself, it's not right either.
但是问题在哪里？
Where is the problem then?
问题就这个论断的人没有办法看到更深的一层。
Because the judgment from that person cannot see the deep point of the mystery.
为什么约翰来不吃也不喝？他不知道。
Why John came in without any food?
因为约翰要把人带回来归向神。
Because John's job is to bring people turn to God.
要把高的削平，要把低的填满。
And he has to fill up the lower and level the higher.
为耶稣铺路。
In order to make the straight way for Jesus.
这个不简单啊。
This is not easy.
这个需要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
Because he need to have the spirit and the power of Elijah.
那这个以利亚心智跟能力从哪里来？
And where this Elijah's spirit and power coming from?
从基利西旁来的。
And it's from the brook of Kirit.
这生活很简单，在那里培养起来的。
And in order to have a very simple life, in order to have a power.
所以我们看看很多的人在很丰盛的物质生活里面，那个心智已经没有了。
Therefore, when we see a person lost his spirit in a very luxurious life,
你如果问他世界上很多理想。
Because if you ask this person, he has a lot of wonderful dream in the world.
但是对神的事情没有理想。
But if you ask him God, he has no dream towards God.
他已经没有心了。
And he has no heart at all.
那有的有心，没有力量。
Someone has the spirit but lacking of power.
因为太多物质的东西，享受的事情，把他从天上拉下来。
Because too many luxurious items has been pulled him down to the earth.
所以约翰来不吃不喝。
Therefore, when John came without food,
那主耶稣来为什么又吃又喝？
Why Jesus came with a lot of food?
当时人也不知道。
And at that time, the people don't know what's the reason.
只看到税吏家要吃，请人吃饭，他也去。
And the people only see Jesus came to a tax collector house for the meal.
罪人家要请他去，他也去。
And he also come to the sinner's home for a meal.
所以他是贪吃好酒的。
Therefore, people judge him, indulge himself.
其实主耶稣要借着去税吏跟罪人的家吃喝，把福音传给他们。
But the fact is, Jesus want to use the meal and go into their home and spread the gospel to those sinners.
所以使徒约翰跟主耶稣如果再太于在意人的想法，他工作都不要做了。
Therefore, we bring back to the conclusion is if John or Jesus too worry or too carry about too much consideration of people's judgment, then he has nothing to do.
太在意人的看法，我们会注重所谓的民意。
Therefore, if we consider too much about people's judgment, then we'll consider what is people's will.
那这个民意跟神意一样吗？
And a person's will equal is person's will equal to God's will?
那前面说左求于管家的是要有忠心。
Then we just read for a servant is to be faithful.
就是怎么做能够对教会最好。
And be faithful means how to do it to be the best for the church.
这个是需要智慧的。
And this is require wisdom.
神要我们怎么做？
And God requires us how to do it.
这个是最重要。
And this is the most important.
这个叫做忠心。
And this is called be faithful.
人的看法这是其次的。
And people's mind is the secondary.
我们再回来第四章，哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
我虽然不觉得自己有错，也不能够因此得以称义。
And my conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent.
所以你都看英文圣经啊，他说 my conscience, 我的良心是很清，是很没有亏欠的。
Here it says Paul claimed himself, my conscience is clear, which is full, have nothing wrong.
在神的面前，他的良心是没有亏欠的。
To be present in the God's eyes, my conscience is clear.
这个是我们做圣工非常重要的一点。
And this is a very important point as the steward.
我们不能够避免别人的论断，但是我们的良心在判断我们自己。
We cannot avoid people's judgment, but our conscience is the judge for us.
我们要做到我们在神面前良心没有亏欠。
We have to do the point until my conscience is clear in the view of God.
我们讲的每一件事情，做的每一件事情。
And whatever we do, whatever we say.
我们真的是明白神要我们这样做，那我们在神面前就良心没有亏欠。
And we have a clear conscience, understand what God wants me to do, then our conscience in front of God is clear.
但是保罗又退一步。
But Paul has a setback.Next step.
第四节，我虽然不觉得自己有错，也不能够因此称义。
And here it says, but that does not make me innocent, and we will not, cannot call me as a righteous.
所以保罗觉得我不会说我良心没有亏欠，我就是义人，因为有的人哈，他觉得我没有亏欠，他就像义人一样，他会反击，他会判断，他会跟人作对的。
And Paul did not say, my conscience is clear, then I become righteousness. Because someone has a clear conscience, become a judge to people.
所以判断我的乃是神。
Therefore, I am the Lord who judge me.
所以我自己也不判断我自己。
Therefore, myself will not judge myself.
然后时候要到。
Then the time will come.
主要照心中显出的隐情显明神心的意念。
And here it says, verse 5, then God will expose the motive of man's heart.
也就是每一个人在心里面有一个最深处的动机，我为什么这样讲，我为什么这样做。
In other words, in everyone's hearts, in the bottom of heart, everyone carry a motive.
那这个只有在神面前神才知道。
And this is only will be revealed or exposed by God in front of God.
那这个就是保罗在讲的。
And this is what Paul claimed himself.
到审判那一天，神可以看到我。
Until the judgment day, God will see my bottom heart.
这个就是我们一个服事神人所需要的。
And this is the requirement as a servant of God.
把那个判断交给神。
And we should leave the judgment to God.
做神认为对的事情。
And we do whatever right in the view of God.
这样服事才会久。
Then we can serve God long term.
这样服事才不会偏。
Then our service will be straight.
第二个考验。
The second trial.
就是怎么来运用我们的影响力。
And how to use our influence.
我们看第六节。
Let's turn to verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故，拿这些事转比自己跟亚波罗，叫你们效法我，不可圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。这个地方讲你们效法我，不可以超过圣经所记。
And here it says, you copy me cannot be over than the Bible says.
既然保罗有人效法，就是表示他有影响力。
In other words, someone copying Paul's doing, that means he has some influence.
影响力从哪里来？
And where's the influence coming from?
从两个地方。
Two points.
第一个，
First point,
我们的职分。
First of all, it's the position.
第二个，
Second,
我们做工的果效。
And it's the result of our work.
保罗他是一个使徒。
Paul is the apostle.
这个职分让他有影响力。
And this position has carried some influence to people.
第二个，
Second,
保罗所走过的地方。
And the way, the journey that Paul traveled,
有其他人形容像瘟疫一样。
And some people saying he has just like a disease.
就是他带来很多的改变。
In other words, he carried a lot of changes on the way.
因为神有能力给他。
Because God has power and trust on him.
他可以改变人的信仰，改变人的心，使人归向神。
Therefore, he can change people's life. He can change people's faith, turn to God.
所以他有影响力。
Therefore, he has a great influence to people.
所以很多人要效法他。
Therefore, a lot of people try to follow and copy him.
保罗非常谨慎。
But Paul is alert.
你们效法我不可以超过圣经。
And he says, you learn from me cannot be more than what Bible says.
如果效法人超过圣经，这个人已经代替了神。
If we copy a person more than what we learn from the Bible, then this person already replaced God's position. We understand the leader of the little flock has died.
但是你跟小群会的信徒谈话，你到最后你发现一件事情。
But if you talk to those members, you will find one thing.
他每一次提到他教会的领导者，脱过于提到耶稣。
And you will see in their conversation always mention about their past leader more than Jesus.
这个就是问题。
And this is the problem.
我们信仰的核心是主耶稣。
And the core of the faith is Jesus Christ.
所以到最后，我们所要提到，我们所最关心的是主耶稣的名、主耶稣的荣耀、主耶稣的旨意。
Therefore, what's important is to carry out God's name, God's will, and God's mind in our life.
当我们注重一个有影响力的人超过主耶稣的时候，
So if we put too much emphasis on a person who has a lot of influence on people, more than Jesus,
我们就效法人超过神。
Then we are copying man more than God.
所以保罗非常的谨慎。
Therefore, Paul is alert on this issue.
他知道服事有一条界限。
And he understands there is a line draw between service in the church.
我不能够跨过这个界限。
I cannot cross over that line.
但是当一个人做工有果效的时候，
But when a person has the effectiveness of his work,
常常会充满着自信。
Then the person have a lot of confidence.
无形中就跨过了神给他画的界限。
By using this confidence, always will cross that simple line.
那就是服事结束的开始。
Then that is the end of the service.
所以我们服事有两个考验。
Therefore, in our service, we will encounter two trials.
第一个,
First one,
人对我们的论断。
And it's the judgment from people.
第二个,
Second,
人对我们的效法。
And it's the copying from people.
如果这个两个可以通过,
If we can pass these two trials,
我们就可以服事得很长久。
Then we can serve God for a long time.
所以我们是管家。
Therefore, we are stewards.
神所要求我们的是要有忠心。
And what God asks us is to be faithful.
唱诗。
Sing hymns.
380.
380.